started to speak about this morning, the importance, the central importance of Kiddushah and Avodas Hashem. We spoke about the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu v'mitzvaysav, that before every mitzvah, we make a bracha of Asher Kiddushanu v'mitzvaysav. That's the ikar of the bracha in terms of pnimius. That although you may say that al pi halacha, that any bracha which doesn't have a zecher of the Shem Hashem and it doesn't mention malchus, it's not a bracha. However, that's in the gufa shel bracha, but in the pnimius, in the neshama of the bracha, the ikar nekud of the bracha is Asher Kiddushanu v'mitzvaysav. And we make the bracha dafka over lasi yasan, because the person should be conscious and aware every time he goes about doing a mitzvah, that be mekasher himself to Hashem Yisbarach, be mekayim tzivi Hashem, that the schar for the mitzvah is the mitzvah, the hana, the kedusha that a person gets from the mitzvah, which is the kedusha Hashem Yisbarach, is even higher than the reward at the end of the day. The importance of kedusha is very hard for an Ovid Hashem, a person who's shomer Torah mitzvahs, to be able to see. Even a person who learns Torah all day long, it cannot be impossible to be able to really understand the central importance of Kedusha without the words of the Tzaddikim. Rabbunim says here in this piece in Kol Simcha, Lamed Aleph, in front of you, he says that Rabbunim said on that which the Gemara says in Ervin, Hayalma lebehilula damya, that this world is like a chasana. Rabbunim said, the perush is, Kimi shehechin kol tzorcha nisuin, v'shachach liknos tabas kedushin. You have a guy who prepares the band, he prepares the meal, he has the hall, he has the waiters, he's got the camera guy, he's got everybody. Nimsa kol ha'achanas, but he forgot the ring. Nimsa kol ha'achanas v'yiginos haraba asha ama v'lo yoyel, that no matter what he did, everything is for waste, because he doesn't have the ring. So to a person who toils in this world, he's here 70 years. And don't think Rabbunim is referring to people who are walking the streets, who are going to the baseball games and theaters and all that, that they're the ones for chovek es yadav. He's not referring to those people at all. He's referring to the people who are amo b'tayra. He's saying that those who are amal b'tayra, they're going to come up to Shemaim and Hashem is going to say to them, you did a really good thing, you worked really hard, there's a lot of schar for you, but you forgot the ikar. The ikar is the schar mitzvah mitzvah, that there's much more that you could have had you been mekadesh yourself with the Torah mitzvah which I gave you, than just having the schar from the Torah which you learned. A proper mashal nowadays would be, let's say a person goes to a baseball game, or he makes a baseball game. Okay, so he goes to Citi Field, and the seats are filled to capacity, and all the players have their jerseys on, and the gloves, and there's been all the publicity, and they play the national anthem, and the pitcher's ready to come out, and there's no baseball. So that means that everything was for nothing. If there's no baseball, there's no game. The baseball is the cheapest thing to have. What does it cost a baseball? A few dollars? You could buy a hot dog is more than a baseball at a stadium. But if you don't have the baseball, then you can't play with the hot dog. It's it. You need the baseball. Even though it's a davar katan bi'alma, you need the baseball. So too, the tabas kiddushin, we dafka have a minhag that the tabas kiddushin should be very inexpensive, so that the kalah should know how much it's worth, etc. Pi halacha, there are reasons for it. But the tabas kiddushin is the most inexpensive of things you have to get. The wine is more expensive sometimes than the actual ring. But the teretz is that it may seem small. On the outside, kiddushin looks like it's a very small thing, because after all, kiddushin tihu, is it a mitzvah deraisa? Is it a ma mitzvah deraisa? Is one of the, from the minyan tying mitzvahs, all that is just chitonius, whether it counts or doesn't count. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, something which he was unable to understand on his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never was mitzave Avraham to do the Akedah. It was a rishus, kachna. What it means to say is that not everything which is a tzivah means that it's more important. We don't measure things by doraisa derabanan. Like we spoke about before and we're speaking about in the Chaburs in the morning, that we have to look at the Tachlis. And the Tachlis gives the measure and the true value to everything which we do. The Tzaddikim were telling us that if you come to this world and you forget the Kedusha, you forgot the Tabas Kedushin. The whole essence of the Kedushin is the Kedusha. And that's the Tabas HaKedushin. Harei At Mekudeshesli. It's the Kedusha which measures the relationship. Again, Chava, I must say, we're giving a shiur here in 15 minutes. This is a shiur which could be talked about for many, many minutes, hours. and just trying to be metzamsim a lot. But these are yisodos, very big yisodos in the Avodas Hashem, which we're just skimming over. And I mumble on my words because I'm trying to share with you so much in so little time, because there's a lot to say, Baruch Hashem. But it doesn't mean because it's a short time that the things we're speaking about are less. It goes along with the theme which we're speaking about here. The next piece here in Rav Bunim, in Simen Chav Tes, in that Sefer. He writes on the Pasuk, V'hoya ha'nishar b'tzion. This is the Pasuk which is referring to the times of Lavai. That even before this sefer was printed, he had heard in the name of Rav Bunim. He said as follows: Look, Navi, he's teaching the pasuk Navi. It'll be a time that a Jew will get up to wash his hands, Netilas Adayim, for a bagel. The people will run after him, and they're going to say to him, Kodesh Elyon, wow, what a yid! This is the pshat that the Hanisher Vitzion. Right? The Nishra B'tzion means like the Shirayim. They'll say about him, about this Yehudi, Kadosh Yomar Lo. So it sounds like it's a cute vartel. But he said like this, V'siyim al zeh sheb'emes yiyah b'chvedus avayda gdola. Don't think that it's not going to be easy. That it's not going to be hard, to do the routine mitzvahs which we do every single day. And sometimes we do them routinely, it's because it's hard. We made a kinyan on it sometimes. He says, everything is going to be difficult the times before Mashiach. That's what the Tzaddikim say, that every Jew, before Mashiach comes, will be on the Darga of the Baal Shem Tov. Tzaddikim said that. On the Darga of the Baal Shem, because of all the Nisyonos and all the Menias which are left and right. So even the small things which we do, although he's joking about it, he says, when a Yid washes for a bagel, they're going to say about him as a Kaddish. He said, there's a premise to that also. That everything is going to be difficult. Everything is going to be difficult. Many of you don't have children yet, or if you do, they're not old enough yet, but you see that all the maniyas just to get children to do simple things of what they can learn from the community and outside, it's mamish, so much siyata d'shmai, and just the things which we take to be routine, to implement them and to have children do them, many of them can be mamish, big mohammas involved. He writes, and he continues here, on the pasuk of Ahayah HaNishra B'tzim HaNeish, which is on Kodesh Ramallah, he writes, Yaduach d'chol odom sh'royim sh'misayag b'fishas ha'mo'od v'gdoim g'dolim. You could see a person, let's say he's a parish. You see about him that he's a kaddish. There's another way to become a kaddish, that although a person is not misnaig with pishas and gedarim, that he sees that he has many obstacles in fulfilling the word of Hashem. That despite those obstacles, nevertheless, he throws himself and he gives everything up in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. This is also Kaddish. And this is the type of Kedusha for nowadays, he writes. This is the Pshat, that it's going to be very difficult in the Ikvas of the Mashiach. That if a Jew just keeps the regular Kiyum of Torah Mitzvahs, that's called Hanush Mitzvah Yerushalayim, and he keeps the Kabbalah from Achus Shemaim, Kadosh Yom Elo. Like we said before, nowadays it's so very, very hard. And I think this is especially true for our communities, that we have so many chevra that they grow up in modern homes, and they have to fight with their parents, tooth and nail, in order to be able to, let's say, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to eke out a year of yeshiva, and then to squeeze out another year in yeshiva, and then either to go to IU, or to Landis College, or to be able to enroll in a night program in a Beis Medrash. Can't blame the parents, they don't know any better. But you see that many Yidden in our communities, the children in our communities, when they get older, they're literally fighting for their Yiddishkeit. And there's many manias from the parents, can be the biggest manias of all. Yet they persevere, and you may see some big tzaddik, some chassid on the street, and you say about him, oh, Kaddish Shom Allah, look at all the chumas and the tzilas yadayim which he has. But he never had such obstacles. And if I was in his shoes, I maybe find other ways to be a Kaddish than that. So a person can never judge who is a Kaddish, who is not a Kaddish, by the way he conducts himself. The Rebbe is saying that according to the mysterious nefesh that a person puts in to survive for his Yiddishkeit, that's the mysterious nefesh we see these days, of which you could say about him that he's a Kaddish. Let's conclude here with Hashem Yishmuel, who also comes from the Geza of Pshischa. He writes along these lines, L'chor yipole ech shayich lomer l'choladas b'nei Yisrael sh'yu kedoshim. How is it shayich to say about all Klai Yisrael? Hashem gives a mitzvah, kedoshim to you. U'mashu mala, afilu l'gdol Yisrael, even for Gadol Yisrael, halavai he should be a kadosh. Not every Gadol Yisrael is a kadosh. Ki lav kol adam zeicha l'kach shikar a kadosh. So what type of a mitzvah is this? How can everybody be a kadosh? If the Torah is saying this to every Jew, it means that it's shaykh kedusha to every Jew. So says the Shem Yishmuel, they call echad ve'echad lefi mashahu, according to each person what he is. Mitzvah alav sheyifrosh v'yibadol mimashahu emed bay. Whatever madriga he's at then, he has to be mekadosh himself. Because the kedusha of a pshutei am, that's not called kedusha to higher people. But for this person, if he's able to take a tiny step further today than yesterday, and say, I'm not going to think to myself that I'm really a magushim dika person, I'm going to try to conduct myself as with kedusha, because I'm a neshama, he etz lo kedusha, for him that's called kedusha. So the person who is already past that, that's not Kedusha anymore. That would be in the field for him to act that way. Of course, he has to hold that up. Right? He needs to be able to stay straight, and all the victories which he's had, he has to be able to maintain those victories. But he shouldn't fool himself to think that if a person below him is conducting himself in quote-unquote Kedusha, that for him is going to be Kedusha. That's not Kedusha anymore. He already passed that part of the journey. Haklal shehi mitzvah kolelas. What this is telling us is that the inyan of kedusha is a mitzvah kolelas. Ach lechol echad ve'echad yesh kedusha acheres. Every single person has his own kedusha. So therefore, kedushim to you. Every person has a mitzvah to be kadosh, but not in the way we look at it in the chitzonius that Hashem is pointing to that all the way up there, and he's saying, "You be there." In which case, the person has to feel like he has to jump. He has to jump all the way up. That's not the pshat. Hashem is just saying kedushim to you that you have to take another step today. Take another step. Each person where he is to take a step. And that means that he's in the process of becoming a kadosh. Because if you had to talk about madrigas, the madrigas are mamash ein sof. Hashem says, kedusha ashti zalmalam kedusha seichem. My kedusha is higher than yours. So there's no end to the kedusha. We're all striving for Hashem's kedusha. Hashem says, wherever you go, I'm going to be one step ahead of you. And that's true for every single Jew. There's some Jews who say about the ones below them, kedusha ashti zalmalam kedusha seichem. And that person says to the guy below him, kedusha ashti zalmalam kedusha seichem. So there's no end to the madrigas. It's not about madrigas. Hashem's not pointing to anyone in particular. He's just pointing to the next step. And he wants every single Jew where he's holding to accept upon himself to move forward every day. And when he does so, he's called a kadosh. That's what the Shnei Mishmuel is saying. So therefore it means to strive for kedusha, to strive for Hashem's kedusha, but to know that what it means in terms of being a kadosh, especially Bizman Azeh, doesn't mean to act with precious. That's not what it means. The person has many, he's fighting for survival nowadays. Halavai should be zecha to have precious and chumas v'chadayimah. We're literally fighting for survival, but the ikar is not to forget what a person is here for. Not to come to the chasm and forget about the kiddushin. A person has to remember that he's involved in Torah mitzvahs every single day. So you could sit here from 9 to 5, and you could be learning, then you could be chas of the ikar. Many times what's really the ikar is that little kol shehu. That's why Musar Seders and Chassidus Seders are not always the whole day long. Even though it's the ikar of the day, Hashem says, I want Yerushalayim. Right? But they're supposed to remind the person that when you learn Torah, it's supposed to bring out the Kedusha. But if a person just learns and he has no Musar, he has no Chassidus, then he's learning all day and he has nothing. Then it would be better off using 15 minutes on the Chassidus and Musar than 15 minutes of learning Torah. The main thing is that it's these types of environments which shed light on the entire day, that the whole environment should be an environment of Asher Kedushan of a Mitzvah. That you shouldn't be able to separate between the Kedusha and the Mitzvahs. That the whole Mitzvah Talmud Torah should be one which is filled with Kedusha. That should be the proper perspective. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we go each and every day, it should be more Kadosh and more Kadosh. We zeichet that Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvasav, which we spoke about in the morning, the Asher Kiddushanu, to feel that Asher which comes from living a life of Kedusha. Have a good day.